I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whoa, that's the whistle. And the ball is tipped off him just as we pressed record, as we plussed it.
We'll be plessing buttons all night long here on Pistol Shrimps Radio, your only source for Pistol Shrimps basketball. My name is Mark McConville.
And I'm Matt Begorley, fresh out of traffic and fresh on the stage of this, the Pan Pacific North Gymnasium and Auditorium Spectacular.
The Pistol Shrimps basketball team plays in Los Angeles, California, and tonight's opponent is the Nail Clippers.
That's right. Your starting lineup for these our Shrimps are Captain Maria Blasucci.
Number 13, Cabs.
Melissa Stettlers of Catan, fresh off a wonderful wedding to the lovely Martin Garrow. Now that's a happy couple and a beautiful weekend. We celebrated this past Sunday.
And is this Saturday. Your wife on the team, number 9, Amanda Funbunslund?
Oh, speaking of wives, and bringing up the rear is the inbounder, Paisley, number 53, Gray.
Holy shit, Matt, that is a... We just barnstormed on into here.
That was seriously, we sat down, set up, and had to press record right away.
And I would never have it any other way, my friend.
But isn't that weird how it kind of focused us?
Yeah, we really did have to sort of lock it in.
But we came out of the gate sounding like real sportscasters. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, no disrespect to your Joe Bucks, your Marv Alberts.
And the Tijuana big-mouthed bass. Now, that's more of the stuff you should expect. See, what we do is we call play-by-play for basketball. If you're just tuning in for the first time on this, the second-to-last regular episode ever...
I have a question. How would that have happened?
Yeah, you dumb wall.
It is 5-0 in favor of the Nail Clippers.
That's not fun for anybody. So quickly, my wife's got the ball. My wife to Captain Blasucci, who takes a shot, puts it!
In! Yo, Joe! 5-2 in favor of the Nail Clippers. Cobra be damned.
Yes, I'll be damned
Wait a minute. Cobra Commander, what are you doing at the basketball game?
What? The leader of a horrible terrorist organization can't also be a fan of basketball.
I guess you do need a hobby. Cobra Commander, so good of you to spend a little time here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. How are things going against G.I. Joe? You making any headway on that front?
Thanks for asking, Mark. And first of all, a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
Listener of the podcast in season 6.
I think that's what we're in right now, but so nice to hear. That never gets old, I'm going to tell you right now. Shot from Melissa Stetton, no good. Cobra Commander, what's up with Serpentor? Kind of honing
good
in on your action there,
Mark,
isn't he?
What a bitch. My God. I mean, could you imagine?
He's a frustrating coworker. Is he a coworker?
No, he's more of a an underling. I just can't get past all his little underlings going, Cobra, la, 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 la.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? What's Cobra's HR situation like? Are they hiring? Is it...
You looking for a job?
I could be between jobs right now. Who knows? When this is over, I'm going to need something to do on Tuesday nights. You got any part-time positions available?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, don't do that. That's unsettling.
Oh, sorry. I turned a sprinkler on.
Stetton with the ball passes over to Randall Tex Cobb. Out of bounds. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Any holiday plans for you there, Cobra Commander? Are you going to do anything this? I don't know if you're a religious man.
Yes, very.
Oh, you're super religious?
Yes.
That's a surprise to hear.
A Pentecostal Christian.
Okay. And so what do you have planned for this Christmas?
Just seasons. Greetings. And respect for Jesus in the fucking manger.
Okay, thanks, Cobra Commander, here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. That's a treat and a half.
I'll be at the Laugh Factory next weekend.
What are you doing there?
I'm working the bar.
Okay. It's great. Cobra Commander, everybody. Melissa Stenton with the ball. It's 5-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Still in sight. Victory tonight.
Matt, did you see Cobra Commander was here?
No, I was staring at the wall Blair Witch style.
I noticed that, and I didn't want to say anything. I'm glad you brought it up. Don't do that anymore.
It seemed to work for that, because how are you going to get this done?
It's true. Nail Clippers with the ball. 5-2.
That's right. Off to number 42 of the Clippers, who drives inside and takes a shot, regardless of the shrimps swarming around her like so many bumbles of bees. There's a timeout of some kind. We're going to inbound from the Nail Clippers, and it's popped out.
Pistol Shrimps listeners are so kind. We had so much goddamn mail, Matt, that I'm just going to start opening stuff willy-nilly, because we got a lot of packages.
Will he or nil he?
Here's a postcard. Thanks for all the years of laughter and love pouring through my earbuds.
I like
best
that.
Of everything to you guys. This is from Bridget in Indiana. Thanks for the little postcard. That's a wild turkey right there.
Ooh,
boy,
that's nice.
I could use some wild turkey tonight, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you for sending that postcard in. That's much appreciated.
Yeah, it's 5-2 in favor of the Nail Clippers. Still, there's 14:30 on the clock.
Ooh, Paisley inbounds, intercepted by the Clippers. You know, we've done a bit of burying of the lead, and by that I mean burying of the braid. Tonight's referee is one of our favorites, T-Braid.
And then there's another referee here who's I don't recognize, but Matt, you did that big long yo-jo chant, and he laughed really hard.
That means he is a boogie for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch his name. Frederico Stims.
Yeah, he wrote the movie My Wife, the Bride.
Just getting into this package here. This is from John Arminio.
I know that guy's name. He shows up on Twitter here and there.
He's from Pennsylvania, so that's nice. That the podcast getting over to the Granite State or whatever the fuck Pennsylvania is.
Oh, the ball is lost from the Clippers' possession and into the sweet, caring, and loving hands. Only to get called for. I think that was traveling.
Did he sort of do a disco?
Yeah.
Do the hustle move? Yeah, that's traveling.
Only now, when it is too late, do you learn, young Skywalker. Only now do you see.
Matt.
What?
I'm just going to cover this up before too long. You're going to like what's in here.
What's in there?
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
All right. This is from John Arminio. Oh, it's a long thing to read. Matt, talk about basketball for a second.
Well, when cavemen first got together to make a rock into some shape other than a decahedra bozalon, they decided to just sand it down into a river ball. And they said, hey, this thing don't bounce. Of course, they said it in a different kind of cave language. And then one guy says, hold on, I've got this goat's bladder I've been sitting on, just using it as a primeval whoopee cushion. Maybe we could bounce that. 2 points for the Clippers.
Now it's 9-2 in favor of them.
God,
and I think we're going to get some sort of timeout here.
Anyway, that's the story of basketball.
Thanks. Oh, look who's here. Vup 450. Allison Pemberton arrives.
That's right.
This guy sent a nice card. Pistol Shrimps.
Oh,
radio's
it's in the car.
Coming to an end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we need some water.
Yeah.
Amanda Lund coming over looking for water. There's none. It's a desert oasis here.
Yeah.
I wanted to send a note of appreciation for you fine podcasting gentlemen for the hours of hilarious banter and Cloris Leachman singing. I've sent comics before, but contained herein is proof that other loyal mask team members remember Matt Tracker and his ongoing battle against Venom.
Mask.
I hope this tome of graphic storytelling may transport you back to the feeling of watching the animated series. Truly, you're both wonderful and hilarious. It's been a joy to listen to the Pistol Shrimp's journey. And thank you. I'm super excited for more Super Ego.
That's right. Super Ego episode 2 coming out probably by the time you heard this.
What? We're going to have to split possession of this thing, Matt. Look at this.
Is this a new mask?
It might be. It looks like it. Got a mask graphic novel.
When did this come out?
Check the post date on it. What do they call that thing?
The copyright
date? Yeah, is it marked it in any way?
Oh,
there he is. Max Mayhem. Is it Max Mayhem or Miles Mayhem?
Miles Mayhem. Oh, yeah, that's his brother, right?
Look one's more evil than the other.
Sure make these ladies look attractive.
Oh, look at this.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take a picture of that.
Wow, thanks, Jaron. Hey, Mark,
John Arminio,
rather than split this, we should read it together.
Yeah, just as we're putting each other to bed. Long shot from Maria Blasucci, no good. 9-2 in favor of the Nail Clippers, 12:15 on the clock. It's pretty good here, this little art here. So I'm going to take a little picture of that, yeah. Post it on the Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram. I believe it's just Shrimps Radio.
It'll be just in time, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 12 minutes left, 9-2, Nail Clippers. They have the ball.
She just like ran under the basket and didn't take a shot, but there was no reason not to. Like, she didn't face any opposition. She just ran past
it. Yeah, if no one's going to take the ball from you, just keep it. Why not?
There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy, Gorleo.
Let's see what we've got in this here package. 11:30 on the clock. Shrimps have the ball again. This is from Maura Schumacher, and I believe she's from Alaska.
Whoa.
A.K. Cordova, Alaska.
That's not Arkansas?
I think Arkansas is AR. For a great and hilarious routine, there's a comedian, I think it's Gary Gulman. He does a very funny state abbreviations comedy routine, and you can watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello and tidings of great
Fast
joy.
Fast break. Two more points for the... Goddamn.
11-2.
Nail Clippers. La Nail Clippers.
Yeah, what kind of... What kind of hand grenade of horse shit is this? It's exploding all over the place.
Horseshoes only counts in hand grenades and horse shits.
Since I'm unable to talk on the phone with my sister, who's 5,350 miles away without sounding like an alien robot speaking a new form of English where every third syllable is omitted, thank you for being my most obvious secondary option for communicating with her.
Hey, one-way communication is better than no-way communication.
So check this out. You know? This is a way she's talking to her sister here. Catherine, I know you're listening, Boogie, and I just want you to know I love you, and I'm so proud of you for joining the Peace Corps and moving to the godforsaken island of Samoa.
Whoa.
Matt, Mark, these are Shrimps. Thanks for helping me feel like my sister isn't so far away. You've helped us laugh through some real big garbage dumps over the past few years, and we'll surely miss you. Plus, I'll have to find another means of communicating with my sister. Thanks for everything you do, fellas, and may the force be with you in this holiday season, and may your Christmases be white. Forever your boogie,
your
Maura.
Christmases be white.
That's right. Thanks to... Stacks for introducing us Schumacher sisters to Pistol Shrimps. Always more down easter, Alexa.
Well, I'm on the down easter, Alexa.
It's like you have it ready.
And I'm cruising through Block Island Sound.
There's a couple of candy bars here. Zagnut and a Big Hunk.
I have Zagnut, my Big
Hunk. Oh, pays the great. Mm-hmm. 11-4 in favor of the goddamned Nail Clippers. How you feeling, Matt? Everything good?
Yeah, as you know, I was a little sluggish. I had a headache, but I'm not here to complain. I'm only here to overcome.
Rebound, Blasute. No, that's Stetton. Stetton over to up 450. She'll think about a shot. Passes to Lund. Lund shoots. Ooh. I wanted it to go too, Maddie. Melissa Stetton with a shot. No good. And the Nail Clippers have the ball back.
Come on, Shrimps!
Nail Clippers take a long three-point attempt. No good. Rebound. Vup 450. Allison's with the ball. She's going to glide up the court.
I got these new progressive lenses, and I swear they put the, like, fade line right in my eyesight.
I got these new Geico lenses, and there's a lizard everywhere I look.
I got these new State Farm lenses, and Dennis Haysbert is all I see.
I got these new We Are Farmers glasses, and all there are is dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum in my eyes.
We are farmers. We're not other industry workers.
Seems like farmers insurance is just... protecting your tractor and your pigs and shit.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
What am I looking at with a Zagnut or a Big Hunk? Which should I go in for?
Gosh, I'm not going to touch either one of them. No offense to the
Chewy
Alaskan
honey
fan here.
Sweetened nougat with That'd whole be all right. roasted peanuts. That'd be all right. Zagnut.
Oh, Melissa Stetton with a beautiful shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
11-6 in favor of whatever team it is. Who are they, Matt?
I don't know, but I'm having a
decade-old
Zagnut.
Yeah,
right
why
now.
Not? Let's see. We got an email here. You want to email the show? pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Go ahead and email the show. You only have one more opportunity to do it, so get to it. We'll probably not get through all of them.
Well,
be honest with you.
We got the last game next
week. Well, that's
week,
right. We got
another
thing.
And then we're going to do a Pistol Shrimps White Elephant podcast the week
nice
after.
Nice move by Allison Vup450. She just drove the lane and just missed a layup. Stolen by Paisley Grade. Grade to Lund. Lund shoots off the back rim. No good. Rebound Nail Clippers. Dear Mark and Matt, greetings from a couple of friends, coworkers, longtime Pistol Shrimps listeners in Boston, Massachusetts. We'll definitely miss you repeating your side-splitting jokes to each other every Wednesday morning, but we're glad we were given that opportunity to laugh. Wait, what? We'll miss it. Okay, I see. Since this is my last chance to write into the show, I wanted to bring a couple items to your attention. One, since Matt first brought up the soft-eaten licorice a couple of months back, we've been going to Trader Joe's weekly, and they're out of the product.
Yeah, that's because this podcast is so popular, there was a run on the market.
Hope it hasn't gone the way of Matt's favorite Valencia orange refreshers.
Oh, God, yeah, can those... you imagine? Just, that's the bummer, is that I order a pink drink at Starbucks, which is a strawberry refresher and coconut milk, but imagine how good that would be if it were an orange drink. You know?
Feel like it wouldn't be good because I don't tend to like that stuff.
Where is your sense of wonder?
I also have a very severe problem with caffeine addiction.
They have caffeine in those.
Yeah, but I want coffee. I want the good stuff. Mm. Anyway, number two, what do you think of the Mark Knopfler album? There's a new Mark Knopfler album. I didn't get it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. We'll have to check that out. Maybe on the way home, we can dial it up in the car.
Look at that, Phil. Just drinking in the crab room, man. We could have some fun. I was making Hawaiian noises.
Oh, I like this, too. I love the free throw scriptures as much as the next guy, but I'm currently trying to get over a cold, and I would love you if you could deliver some free throw prescriptions.
Sure.
To cure what ails me. Thanks for all the laughs. That's from Ben Broad. Try spoonerizing that. Bren Baud.
Bren Baud, yeah.
And Mike Hindle. Hike Mindle. Thanks, Boogies. Thanks for writing in. I will write. I'm just going to be opening shit. I got to open another thing.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time out here. If ever there was some present opening time. Plus, it's, you know.
Which is your favorite president to open?
Which favorite president to open?
Did you just say it's time for some president opening?
I think I'd like to open Taft because you know you're going to find like a license plate in there.
Oh, boy. This is a long letter. Guys, when you write letters like this, it's a lot, and I don't open the shit beforehand.
I say make them longer.
Just go for it here? Should I just read this shit?
Or you can summarize.
All right, look. On behalf of
that's like a fully printed letterhead stationery.
Yeah, this is from Donald Salisbury.
Donald Sutherland?
Gardner, Kansas. The gentleman does a Movie Defenders podcast. So greetings and best wishes from Kansas City and the home of basketball, the University of Kansas. I don't know that that's true. I feel like basketball was invented. Well, you went over it earlier. Enclosed are some of the delicious gourmet delights from Kansas City's own Elbow Chocolates to share with the team, as well as some award-winning KC barbecue sauce. Yeah. Mainly, I just want to hear Mark talk about what it's like to eat something called an elbow chocolate. Well, it's a lot better than a knee vanilla.
Now we're talking.
I've also included a pair of Rock Chalk Jayhawk socks for whichever one of these shrimps would like to wear them.
Look at my wife over there.
What's she doing? That is the look of a lady who was flying on an airplane today. Look at that. Get a photo of that if you can there, Matt. If Matt or Mark would prefer to keep them, then Kubich will need to sing some Billy Joel. Please give a shout-out to my brother, Drew, who first turned me on to the podcast. Keep up the great work. I can't wait to see what you'll do next after this podcast.
Hot Trumich Doris Dutch, Red China Johnny Roch.
Nice steal from Seton.
Rajime, North Korea, South Korea,
Marlon
Monroe.
Get to the chorus, Kubich.
We didn't stink the Fucci.
Excuse me?
We didn't blame the whoever stinked it, binked it.
We won't stink the Fucci ever here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. If I've timed this package correctly, you'll be reading this at Pan Pacific Park, where the auditorium from the film Xanadu formerly stood.
What?
Really? Oh, that's crazy.
Really?
All right. You guys helped inspire my love for podcasting. I now do a movie podcast with my friend Scott. We talk about maligned movies and how to enjoy them. For example, our first three episodes were defending the Star Wars prequel trilogy. That hunk of shit.
Mark, you're missing the point.
Oh, you're supposed to like it?
Xanadu. Xanadu.
Well, look, we've brought a lot of inspiration to this fellow. And you know what, Donald Salisbury? We thank you for listening, and we're glad to be of help. Right, Matt?
You bet.
Just a mouthful of candy on this guy. But the referee just caught the ball, and he was in bounds. What a weird thing to happen in a basketball game. Well, Matt, this is a little tighter than I thought the game would be. It's 11-6 in favor of the Clippers.
Oh,
450 was fouled.
8-11.
Well, she's going to shoot some free throws, so it's an all-new segment on the show called Free Throw Prescriptions.
Yeah,
it's the best way to get over a cold.
All right, I'm going to prescribe you a couple of like steamy medallion-sized barbiturates.
And if you've got yourself a stuffy head, what I need you to do is just fill your garage with Salon Paws and rub yourself up and down on them till your fingers don't feel anything.
That's right. Then mix up some of those Paws Easter egg dyeing tablets into a bowl of alphabet soup and take out the letters T through Y and, I don't know, give those to your kids or some shit. But then drink the soup until all the letters are left there and they're dyed the color of an Easter egg.
Hope you're feeling better soon.
And then also hide those letters in the garden and let the kids find them and then I'll try to shove a nickel in them or some shit.
Also, Allison just scored again. It's 9 for the Shrimps.
9-11!
11 for the Clippers. By the way, those free throws had long since been over.
2 minutes left on the clock.
That free throw prescription, that's a lot to get over a cold. No good for the shot there on the Clippers. Rebound Blasucci.
Hey,
we got
lady,
come
on!
Steal. Looks like we're getting a jump ball there.
And that was a little bit much, don't you think?
That's straight from the mouth of T-Braid. I know what this is right here.
T-Braid could have been like a mask character.
He probably should
be. You know what that is?
Well, I know who it's from.
Who's it from?
This is from Sean Stoughton.
Oh, our guy.
This
our
is
blacksmith
our
the savior,
show.
Our if patron saint of smithery.
If you haven't listened to much of the show, you might not know this. This is maybe the only podcast that has its own blacksmith.
That's right. I would like to think, unless there's probably a podcast that is done by a blacksmith.
Right, and like, I don't know. There's probably some blacksmith from, I don't know, like
but this guy's
Montana who sends shit to Jimmy Pardo or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
But this guy, Sean Stoughton.
He's just great. He's not only is he a fine blacksmith, he's a fine artist.
He's
a creative fella.
Kitchener, Ontario, and we're going to see this is very...
Doesn't he have a video? Isn't there a video of him making...
Yeah, there's some video of him making some stuff for the Shrimps. Nice shot there from... Oh. Hama Boogie gets a rebound.
Yeah!
We're in the-
That was three attempts. Boogie, put it to sleep. She put it to bed. It's 11-13. I'm still talking at the room is loud volume, and it's 40 seconds left on the clock.
Holy smokes.
God damn it. 3 points for the
3 points for the
team.
Clippers. 16-11. Oh, boy. That one stung right here at the end of the half.
I will say the Shrimps are also working without a coach, and they don't need it. The other team needs a coach.
Yeah. Don't they really do? They really do. Nice pass. It's going to go off of a nail clipper and out of
17
bounds.
17 seconds left on the clock.
Clock is ticking. We need to go, go, go. The ball went out of bounds off of a nail clipper. What in the Christ is going on here?
It's rigged.
Nice attempt at a buzzer beater there for the nail clippers. No good. 16-11 at halftime here at Pan Pacific Park in Los Angeles, California. Matt, I bet we're going to have some people come over and say things to us.
It looks like a tray of baked goods is heading our way. And
you
that,
okay with that?
Oh, are you kidding? I'm okay only if that. Oh, what are we
Look,
talking about
what
here?
What is going on?
This
what?
Fella from last week. Yeah. Rourke from last week, guys. Rourke, I couldn't forget the name. How are you doing?
Show. Hi, Rourke Adeline. I'm with Basketball Cookies.
Okay.
Oh,
yep. Yeah, those are basketball cookies.
Oh, my God.
And then look at this, Matt. Remember last week you spilled a bunch of whiskey? Aww. Gentleman brought some paper towels. It's so nice.
What's your name, sir?
Hi, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. That's very nice of you. Look
oh,
at
my
these
God.
Beautiful.
So I have to tell you, after the whiskey incident last week, I stashed the whiskey inside of the cookies. So the frosting.
Say, I thought I just got a huge whiff of whiskey right now.
Is that what I'm smelling?
That's you?
Oh.
Even better.
Yeah. It's also in my water bottle. It's totally in the frosting, so it's a viscous form of it.
Oh, wow.
I believe it could still get a child drunk.
Fair enough. That's all that matters, is getting the children drunk for Christmas. Thank you. Look at these.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Greg.
Greg, what is this?
What is this?
What are those, pizza pockets? What the hell is this?
Oh, my God. The Village Bakery in Atwater?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no kidding.
So some cashew sweets and some sugar.
Cashew sweets? Thank you, guys.
This is unbelievable.
You make it hard to stop doing this podcast.
God,
you know?
Damn it.
You do. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Well, as if those treats weren't something, here you go, Matt. This is from Sean the Blacksmith. I'm sending along a little present to say thank you for doing this podcast and for living in my ear holes for such a long time. I thought it might be time to upgrade your letter opener. Hopefully this does the trick. I've made a video of how I made it, and I'll post it once I know this package has arrived so I don't spoil the surprise.
Oh, my God.
It was your encouragement when I sent along the tiny anvil in the video I made of making it that got me started doing blacksmithing videos on YouTube.
Delicious. Truly.
I sent along some Christmas ornaments for the shrimps themselves.
Oh, my God.
Apologies to any shrimps who don't celebrate Christmas. Hopefully they'll know a snorkel barber they can pawn it off on. I've also included a pair of corkscrews for you two when you head up to Fuckman's Leap to have that final barley pop with Cloris Leachman before you sail off on Kubich's Datsun yacht to the great beyond.
Now that's a way to go.
Been listening since day one. It's one of my favorite podcasts, along with Super Ego. I Was There Too, James Bonding, and everything else you guys have been a part of.
Wow.
I'm sad it's ending, but I'm looking forward to the next. As Shmi Skywalker taught us, you can't stop the change any more than you can stop the suns from setting. Thanks for all the laughs. And if you ever do a show in Ontario, I'll be there. Your boogie now and always. Sean the Blacksmith. Love to Margo from our kitty, Meemile the Rock Johnson. And to Sweet Georgia Brown from our beagle, Ruby, the dumbest dog in the world. Sean, you're a goddamn saint who can bend metal to your own will.
Any blacksmith that quotes Shmi Skywalker is all right with me.
So look at this. Barley pop openers, the whole thing. Sometimes so bad I can't sit down. What?
Oh, yeah, boogie.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Nice basketball action here from the shrimps. Get a load of this guy.
Whoa, look at this corkscrew.
It's a handmade corkscrew from Sean the Blacksmith.
Oh, my God, it looks like some cool old sci-fi radio antenna or something.
Yeah, it's like a...
Wow.
This is like a steampunk alcohol helper.
A steampunk, like, throat... cutter.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I could come up behind you with this and just...
Yeah. This
Thank
is like
you, Sean.
Bill Murray and Meatballs. Going, hey, but it is why.
This letter opener seems like a... Oh.
Is it a letter opener because it's a full sword?
It might be.
We might need, like...
Vup 450 to Randall Tex Cobb. Cobb to Boogie Boogie. Back to Vup. Vup takes some time to think of it. Vup to Boog. Boog pops it up. Doesn't happen in the hands of the Clippers, and all is wrong with the world.
It's almost like I don't know what to do with the trash here, because we do have some trash.
Yeah.
We should bring a trash can with us everywhere we go. Maybe that'll be our new podcast, Matt.
Go.
Traveling Trash Can.
Well, I used to be a talking trash can. So did
so
you.
So did I.
Yeah. Yeah, 11 to 16.
I did. Ooh. You know, we went to that Halloween time around here in L.A. We went to that Boney Island, and they had sort of a psychic thing with
Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen.
What's that?
Boney M.
Well, that Boney Island, they had a guy do and push the talking trash can, essentially. There was a skeleton psychic, and he just had a microphone and a big gulp cup.
Oh, that's a better
that's
idea.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart.
Oh, my God, this letter. Shut up.
Whoa.
Sean?
Wait.
Wait. This isn't a letter opener.
This is
Excalibur. Oh, block shot from Hanma Boogie.
It's a letter Excalibur. Oh, my God.
Pistol Shrimps Radio
is inside custody of this.
Oh.
We change every year.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to give it to each other for Christmas every year. Sean,
incredible.
That's not a letter opener.
This is amazing.
That's going up on the Instagram if I remember to take a picture of it.
Holy shit.
The score is still 16 to 11 in favor of the Nail Clippers, and I believe that we have just unveiled Excalibur Jr. And with power of Grayskull, we're going to score some points here for the Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, my God.
He-Man, She-Ra, the whole goddamn crew's here.
Wow.
Rebound, Blasucci.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean, that's amazing. Thank you.
Still 11 to 16 here with 16 minutes left on the clock. There's enough time for these hour shrimps. Oh, Kristen pops it up. Doesn't go in.
Doesn't go in.
Valiant effort, though.
Negative, negative.
Didn't go in.
Stay on target.
You know that song, what is it, the Cheech and Chong song? Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-do-do. My daddy, he disowned me because I wear my sister's clothes. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. He caught me in the back. That's the Cobra Commander, what are you doing back here?
You want it out, but you can't have it.
Oh, you're in a Faith No More wormhole there, yeah. Mr. Commander?
You say, what is it?
Now, hold on. Did you ever pick up their second, well, their third album, Angel Dust?
No, I don't think I did. No, I just had the cassette single of that song.
Oh, I went down a big Faith No More wormhole the other day driving around. King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime.
Now we're talking.
Got that album. They had an album called Album of the Year.
So you went lighter, lesser, lamer on Faith No More.
No, they never got lamer.
Well, I'd say the same thing about some of my tastes, friend.
Nope.
Stetton pops it up. Doesn't happen.
I did realize driving around and listening to all the Faith No More hits of yesteryear that your Stormfront experience is my Faith No More's Angel Dust. When I was driving for the first time, really living like a free young man, boy, did I have just the album Angel Dust going all the time. That record's real good.
Blasucci pops it up. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Three American basketball points shall come down from the heavens and into the score yards of these our shrimps.
Except it was a two-pointer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll take one back for whose god this is.
Inside move there by the Nail Clippers.
Stop. Get a new act. Stop copying.
It's 18 to 13 now in favor of the Nail Clippers. As we found out last week, the Shrimps are in first place, and they won last week, so every game counts, I guess.
Oh, it's 13 to 18. There's still time.
There's still time. Plenty of time.
Have us a hell of a game. Inside to Boog. Boog backs in.
Oh, she had a shot blocked on her there. She might shoot two here.
It's time for free. You know what? I'm going to take this free throw scripture to really pray.
Just get into it.
Just Father God, we just want to get close to you these days, Father God, and get under one of those anxiety heavy blankets with you, God, and just pray that these are shrimps, God, see their way to find the strength to have the metal to get the wherewithal to win this game, Father God. And we just hope, God, that you, Father God, you Godfather, you God, that the Godfather's on this Thanksgiving. And that Vito Corleone and all the little Corleones go into Salazzo's restaurant and shoot them with a toilet gun. And God, we just want Tessio and Clemenza, two formerly faithful Capo regimes, to trust that these are shrimps. Got 2 points. It worked. The Lord above responds to the Puzo prayer.
All right. We've got another package here if you want to send something in. It's Mark McConville. P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
Ooh, intercepted by the shrimps. Vup 450 does the dimps. The dimps give the smiles, and the smiles give the tiles to lay down the bathroom floor.
If you lay down on the bathroom, don't snore. Just take a little nap where the people crap on the toilet seat, baby.
Uh-uh.
What is it?
Arguably one of their worst songs.
No. Yeah, it's their only good song.
They have so many better songs.
I'd like to hear
them.
Are they as melodic and catchy as that one?
Some of them. I think Mike Patton might be my all-time lead singer for a rock band, and I know that's controversial.
Really?
He's such a good singer.
More than Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies?
Absolutely. Shot from the Clippers off the front rim. No good. How is no one getting that rebound?
Ooh,
it's like there's a prison break or something.
Oh, my God. It's getting fierce out there.
Oh, God. Chuck and Bose.
Uh-oh.
This nail clipper looked at T-Braid like, you're going to blow the goddamn whistle? You're going to stand there with your braid up your ass?
You know what that look was? Are you going to do what I paid you to do?
Oh, you think they're on the take here?
The fix is in. This is the point-shaving scandal of that Goodfellas people were all up in.
Wait, which?
Listen to the 30 for 30.
On what?
Podcast.
About Pat Pave.
About picking? Henry Hill and...
Oh, he was into some point fixing?
Yeah, point shaving for a college basketball team.
I do point shaving. It takes me all day to get this bald head.
So bad I can't sit down sometimes.
Brian Allen writes from Oak Park, Illinois. Hey, guys, so sorry to hear you'll no longer be broadcasting the Shrimps games. I've learned so much from listening
to these
podcasts.
My wife took a shot.
Oh, it looked real good, Matt. Not really anything about basketball, but things much more important like spoonerisms. How to properly spell koinonia?
Oh, yeah. When did that... that was in the spelling bee.
Yes, that's right.
That was Matt the winning word, right?
Yes, I think it was. I couldn't remember it. That Matt really should have his blood sugar levels tested.
No, they're high. Don't worry.
That when you guys talk about Billy Joel's Downeaster Alexa, my Amazon Echo always responds. What?
Alexa, please play Downeaster Alexa. Hey Siri, play Downeaster Alexa. Okay Google, play Downeaster Alexa.
Hey Siri, play Downeaster Alexa 1,000 times and never be able to cancel this command.
Alexa.
You idiot. You'll notice it didn't work on mine.
Oh, look at that. It's never unwelcome. Tonight's
it's always
a special
unwelcome.
Night. That actually worked on my phone.
Allison Vup 450 just about saved the ball after stealing it. Shut that shit off. Jesus. Nobody is Nantucket bound. Are you?
Everyone's Nantucket bound.
Look,
in one way or another.
This guy also learned free throw scriptures could be meaningful as some other scriptures. Anvils are hard to find. More stuff about Star Wars than I thought existed. Boy, we've only hit the tip of the iceberg on that
Shmi
one.
Yeah, Skywalker.
You can escape from Scientology. Tom Hanks has a son. I think he has a couple. And there's nothing funnier than listening to you two call a game. I've enclosed a little gift for each of you. Matt, there's a hobby box of James Bond cards that will have a couple of autographs.
Oh.
And for Mark, some Sour Patch Kids.
Oh.
Okay. Those are probably for Matt, really. I don't really pack that. Oh, you may think that these are not of equal value, but these are not ordinary kids. They're Canadian kids.
Ooh.
I obtained them in Canada and brought them back. Thanks for the hours of entertainment. It's enjoyed. Peace, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
Well, he told us already there's going to be some Canadian kids.
Canadian kids.
Tonight on Canadian Kids, everyone's sorry about going against each other.
Isn't that just something? You can't do that on television?
These are sour cherry blasters.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hmm.
And then, Matt, you get that. That's it.
Oh, these are nice cards. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Oh,
thanks, Brian.
It's never easy to find the autograph ones in these because I've done it before. So I'll look into that later tonight.
Check that out.
But when my wife is sleeping on my lap.
Oh, we got a timeout here.
So badly for me to open these.
And she just is waiting. This guy, Josiah Duff, I'm not going to read this whole thing because we're going to run out of time. He did a free throw scriptures Bible.
No kidding.
Yeah, he did a whole thing. Let's see. He moved to Ohio, 6-month graphic design contract, moved to Michigan. He's pursuing an MFA in graphic design. He searched through every episode and recorded time codes for every verse of scripture.
Oh, my God.
Then he wrote them down and he picked where they go in.
That is...
Fun fact, in these first two pages, 18 verses start with the word and. They always start with Ann, don't they?
That's
Ann
the
Jebediah,
oh,
the fun
this.
Batch.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So just
God.
I'll forward that down to you. That's nice stuff from Josiah Duff.
If,
yeah, we
if
may be
he's so willing.
I'm going to mark this one as unread nice. So I don't forget to look at that later on.
And Peebo the Bryson came down from a sack-like village where people lived in dust holes just so they could get water gazelles to mate with them in a standard procedure.
And he met there Nena of the Cherries, who was in a buffalo stance so hard sometimes she couldn't stand up or sit down. She was always in that stance.
And Faith No More found a little more faith because John Hiatt sang a song about it, I believe. Is that who sings that?
Well, then Jim Martin left the band and left the door open for any goddamn guitar tech to take over, and I believe a guy named Dean Minto played on a thing.
And then Gary Cherone showed up and said,
I can handle
thing.
It. Yeah, what's wrong with me?
And Pistol Shrimp's action is back.
Clippers
on
with the
clock.
Ball. 20-15 in favor of the team in pink, which is not.
8:42 left on the clock.
Good.
Still anybody's game. We can do this. These are Shrimps.
Ball's in the corner right now, and nobody's sure who touched it.
It's certainly not the ref.
And referee Barbecue Pete. Says it's off of a...
Oh, Barbecue Pete
had a meat that was savory.
Barbecue Pete.
He's a member of the restaurant group.
Barbecue Pete.
He could fillet a chicken.
Oh, Barbecue Pete.
He's got sauces on his face.
Barbecue Pete.
Is filmed in front of an audience that doesn't know what's happening. They've been given a mind-altering drug to make them think they're just floating in the Baltic Sea, but they're watching a taping of a television show. We've got Allison Vup 450 with the ball. 21-15 in favor of the Nail Clippers. Feisty number 69 down here.
She
stole the ball. Look at that.
Whoa, she really... I have to say, that was pretty impressive.
She might be the most diminutive person on the court, and yet she came up with a steal right there.
She Spuds McKenzie'd that. She Jesse Thomas'd it, to be frank.
She did, yeah. She might be this team's Jesse Thomas. Up 450 into Paisley Gray. Gray over to Tex Cobb. Tex Cobb back to Gray. Gray's going to pass down to Hanma Boogie. Pass intercepted. Boogie gets it, though. Pass back to Gray.
Gray takes a shot. Let it out. Oh!
That ball went out of bounds.
Curse you, God!
Eric McKay from Nebraska writes, "Hello, my favorite two Downeaster helmsman. Sad to hear the Shrimps cast will be ending. Thanks for the funniness. I wanted to let you know about my 11-year-old son. He doesn't listen to the show, not old enough yet, but thanks to your show, he and I have become obsessed with spoonerisms in our everyday lives, so much so that we've come up with a spoonerism alternative."
Oh.
"He wanted to know what it would be like to exchange the first vowel sounds of words as opposed to the first consonant sounds."
Internal spoonerism.
And so in our house, the forkerism was born.
That's a great name. Oh, come on, that's a foul.
It doesn't always work, like in Pistol Shrimps, but it...
We got some fouls here.
When it does, it can be comedy gold. Isn't that right, Mork Garley?
And Brabansos, the Pansos of a...
You doing okay there?
I think I got a point, though. It's 16-21. Oh, yeah. And Tybalt, not the one from Juliet's sheath, came down from Romeo Mountain and said, "Hey, I'm someone's cousin, and I bet I'm a rat catcher and gonna die for two tits to a dollar."
And then it was then that we realized that John Leguizamo was 65 years older than Leonardo DiCaprio, but they were supposed to be brothers in a movie or some shit.
And Jill Armwizamo also said it as much.
5:40 left in the game.
17-21. Yeah. 5:38 left. It's close. It's 2 3-pointers away from victory here at Pan Pacific North. This, the second-to-last game, the penultimate. Not the last, not the anti-penultimate, but the penultimate.
Oh, pass a little too strong for Tex Cobb there. It goes out of bounds, and the Clippers will get the ball back here. 21-17. Tension is mounting, Matt. Everyone call your masseuse. It's Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Tension is taunting.
What the hell's going on here? We've got substitutions? Jeez, we've got another hour to do. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Substitutions.
Substitute. Doot, doot, doot. Clippers with the ball. 42 will dribble. Nice pick there by 28. Clear shot. No good. Rebound is recovered by the Clippers.
Ball's out.
It's off of Paisley Gray, though. Somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way.
Referee Morgan imprisoned man with the call.
Ball's inbound. Clippers
long
take
shot.
A three-pointer. It ain't gonna go in. Rebound, boogie, boogie to Vup 450.
And we have ourselves a little Pistol Shrimps action.
That's right. She's driving in looking for a shot.
Good
it's laid
God.
Up. It's smacked down by a goddamn enemy of the state.
Starring Keanu Reeves. What heroic basketball here from Vup 450.
Will
keeping
Prince
things alive.
Was in that movie. Oh.
Yeah, and Won't King was also in it.
What happened? Who's who?
The ball was bouncing around on the floor like crazy shit.
Inbound shrimps.
It went around, and then somehow it went out of bounds off of a Clipper. Okay. So Maria's going to go down here. She's going to inbound the ball.
They're in a strange line.
No,
into Boogie.
Nice.
Boogie takes a shot. Oh, almost good. Rebound Clippers. But anybody's ball. Oh, God.
Number 25 there. Nobody is number 25.
What?
So.
Oh, my God, we lost a player. Boogie's going outside. Where's Boogie going?
She might have hurt herself there.
Oh, no, I can't deal.
She's going outside to rub some grass on it. 21-17 in favor of the Nail
Stetton
Clippers.
Comes in for Boogs. There's my wife just chilling on the, on the seats again. She's just like man-spreading over there.
She really is. It's like she got her own row of the plane.
She's waving to us.
Let's see. 21-17. Ball is in the possession of the Nail Clippers. A shot is away. It is no good.
Rebounded Clippers, though, but swarmed by shrimps. You ever been swarmed by anything, Mark?
Yeah, once in college,
in
and then
the
I never looked back.
Oh, God. Yes. Up 450. She's got a little bit of room inside to Blasucci. Blasucci back to Stetton. Hard to get the grasp on the ball. There's a lot of swattings going on.
Somebody put Vaseline on the ball here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Jordan Peretti writes, greetings from New Mexico. I started listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio on a hiking trip with my then three-month-old son, Ezio. He's almost four now. He spent his whole life hearing you each week while commuting to daycare.
Oh,
he sings along with the theme song, I'm not a great father. I don't know about that.
I love
anyway,
how the other one was just like, sorry, I don't play this for my
but
son.
I don't play this for my 11-year-old, but I'll play it for a three-year-old. He even sings songs with the themes. Anyway, we're going to be sad to see you guys off and close this variety of snacks from the land of enchantment. Go screw Jordan Peretti.
Yeah.
Matt, here are some shrimps-themed word puzzles, or as I call them, Lil Gorlies.
Okay.
Spoonerism, an ogre who owns a brothel.
Ogre who?
A chaste kiss from a member of America's favorite women's recreational league basketball team. I don't know
how to read this to you. Yeah, I'm not figuring out what they're supposed to. Wait, a chaste kiss from.
So it would be smoochy, right?
Oh,
Maria Blasucci, Berea.
Must smooch me? Must smooch me?
Well, let's go to the next one. Opposite, Matt's favorite shrimp, some tedious sausage eating at baseball games. Amanda Lund, lamented buns.
Are the answers in there?
Red Three's shirt, a pop album for kids by the wife of a former shrimp. These are impossible.
But now I can't stop thinking about it.
You look at them.
Right.
I'll call the game. Gray has the ball. She's going to inbound. It goes to Stetton. Stetton of up 450. Wide shot here. Oh, looked good. Didn't go. Gray with the rebound. She's surrounded by four of the Clippers. Pass back to Allison Vup 450. She'll drive to the basket. She's
tripped
up.
Come on, ref. Get a whistle. Use your breath.
Nifty.
That was shitty. She threw it out on her.
Yeah, you could do that, Matt. It's totally allowed.
You can
in the
do
game.
It if you don't like, living your life with honor.
We got
and
some
a
New,
nice code.
New Mexico biscuits, some New Mexico pistachios, and some New Mexico pinon brittle.
New Mexico biscuit.
Holy smokes, folks!
San Francisco Triscuit. Come on.
Pistol shrimps are
popping it up, but they can't get it in, these Clippers. You can try, but you will not live.
Rebound. Stetton's got it. We're getting a jump ball here. 1:41 on the clock. Shrimps are down by four. They're going to need two baskets minimum. So it's a jump ball.
What's a jump ball?
when two players hold the ball at the same time, that's a jump ball, essentially.
But
when they're wrestling for it.
But oh, okay.
Or wrestling.
That was how they decide the foul. They do a jump ball.
No. No. Oh, Christmas on a crutch. I thought Allison broke her arm.
Take it easy, Clippers. Shrimps, you're okay.
Shrimps, go as hard as you can. Clippers, stop it. One guy thinks we should do color commentary for the MIT puzzle thing.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Great. It's in January in Massachusetts. I don't think that's going to happen. But maybe we'll do it. I don't know.
Chassamusets.
You ever chassed your musets?
So bad I can't sit down sometimes.
1:24 on the clock. Bad shot by the Clippers.
Right into the hands of up 450. Give her some room, Clippers.
From here on out, it's basketball.
Here we go. It's basketball season.
Allison cannot be
stopped. Lays it up and puts it in!
Coast-to-coast basketball. Matt is stabbing things with... Don't do that. What are you doing? 19-21. Shrimps are down by 2. Minute left in the game. Fierce defense from Stetton. Oh, Hanma Boogie gets the ball. It's a jump ball, and it's going to be white ball. Remember how there was a jump ball earlier, and the Clippers got it? Now the Shrimps have it. 53.9 on the clock. The capacity crowd is so tense that their future, past, and present, and English teachers everywhere are getting their red pens out.
Now the Clippers are huddling with their coach, and the Shrimps, I think, are just talking about Melissa's wedding.
Yeah. They're just over there going, like, girl, your dress was fierce.
Those cake toppers.
I got to play you this.
Incredible. What's this? Oh, yeah. This is good. Oh, this is a different one.
It's a nice timeout entertainment.
Well, I'm on the and I'm cruising through Block Island Sound. I have charted a course to the vineyard.
Wow.
But tonight I am Nantucket bound.
Wow. This is going to give these our Shrimps what they need to get through. Okay, it's inbound. Up 450 making her way down. 48 minutes left on the clock. 1 2-pointer would tie this up into Boogie. Boogie over to Stetton. Stetton pops it up. It's
blocked shot. She gets it back.
What's that?
That's a foul on number 24 of the Clippers.
Foul on?
Yeah, but the Shrimps should be shooting free throws in this broadcaster's opinion, and they're not.
Into Boogie. Boogie pops it up. Oh!
Off the rim. No good. We got to travel. We're going to travel on the Nail Clippers. Shrimps are going to get the ball back again. 32-9 on the clock. Timeout for the...
Oh, I'm nervous, Mark.
Hold me.
Touch me. Squeeze me.
Hold me now.
In your loving arms.
Jeff Jasperson, thanks for sending in Up Halloween Siri. And maybe we'll send that out to the world. God, the guy's writing stuff down.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
He's coming to PCast Blast.
Oh, nice.
He's
we'll
going to
there.
Do some singing, I guess, when he's there.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, come, you know, come. We're all, Mark and I will be at the Andy Daly Show there.
Yeah. And then he said he's there the next day. Got any ideas what to do? The observatory, tar pits?
You can go screw.
Yeah, why don't you just go screw? Thanks for countless hours of laughter. The podcast is truly phenomenal. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you at PCast Blast. Probably still tickets for that, huh?
Yeah.
When's that? December 15th?
That's right.
Come on down. We're going to be doing some shit. But right now, it's basketball time. Paisley Gray is going to inbound the ball.
32-9 left on the clock. All they need is a 2-pointer. Inbound, inbound, fake bound, go. Inbound, inbound, boogie, boogie, Joe.
Ball is off of a nail clip. What? T-braid. You've got to be kidding me.
Was that not off of?
He thought it was off Hanma Boogie, and the Nail Clippers are going to get the ball back.
He needs to get his braid fixed. His braid checked.
That's a half gallon of donkey sweat right there. You know that ball went off a Nail Clipper. Oh, they're going to confer here. He's going to say, I didn't really see it, pal. Oh, looks like things have
foul
changed.
Nice work. You know what? There's no shame in making mistakes.
Oh, never
it's
mind.
A real man.
Nope.
Oh, fuck him.
Nail Clippers will inbound the ball. Shrimps don't have a lot of choice here. They got to foul somebody, I think, to get the ball back.
Oh,
that
I
or they got to steal
that tactic.
It.
No, Boogie can get it. Boogie can get it. Boogie
Fierce
can
D.
get anyone.
She's got to try to foul her. She hip-checked her a little bit. 22 seconds on the clock, and she's going to shoot free throws, I think. What the fuck? God damn it. Fouls are stupid. No one should ever do them. They should just play basketball and be nice.
Right.
Because now the Nail Clippers are going to inbound. So what's that about? Stetton will
foul. You know
foul.
What? Stetton will get in there. She's
going to throw.
She's got what it takes.
Well, she's a married woman now. She's got something to lose. Before, I would say
That's
she had
right.
nothing to lose, but
unmarried
now.
Unmarried people have nothing to
lose. If you are not married.
Why are you even living?
Oh, what a cruel thing to say. That's not true.
Only if you get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
What's the discussion right now?
I don't know. I think they should be on the line shooting, but they're inbounding.
Interesting. And Belbar, the Siamese twin. That's all.
Okay.
I can't even see what's
Yeah, we are
right
such at a, such
We're
a bad
on the
angle.
Stage again.
We can't really tell what's going on. 20 seconds on the clock.
Stage lights. Flashing.
Speaking of that, Matt, do you know the song "We Will Win" by Lin-Manuel?
Yeah.
Sing that. This guy's asking for that.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, ball's loose.
Oh, come on.
Hanma Boogie with a layup. It's good. Tie game, 21-21. 10 seconds left in the game. Inbound pass, intercepted by Stetton. Stetton shoots, it doesn't go. Allison will drive. How the hell isn't she fouled?
Oh, Christ the Lord.
Oh, my God, it's pandemonium.
It's 2-6.
Matt, put that goddamn knife down. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Allison is at the free throw line, and she's going to shoot free throws. It's a tie game, 21-21.
Right,
2.6 seconds on the clock. This is pressure. Everybody,
Freedom!
Shut the hell up. Shut up. Everyone be quiet. Everyone shut up.
And if ever the Beavers came down from the
mound,
it's a point for these our Shrimps.
22-21. 2 seconds.
22-21.
22-21. Allison will shoot another one here.
Oh, my God.
Long shot.
It's in.
23-21.
That's 2 American basketball points. You can take those to any country and get at least that, if not more.
We're
going to
get a long buzzer beater attempt.
Yes!
No good. Shrimps win.
Oh, my God.
Pistol Shrimps win a shocker. 23-21.
What a game.
I am filled with joy. It is Christmas morning here at Pan Pacific Park, and we've opened a 23-point present.
Wow.
Matt. Oh, God.
That was really something.
Oh, God. It's like I just rode Space Mountain with the lights on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That was really nice. That was a season's treatings.
Oh. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two basketball points
and a big win for these our Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Folks, this feels good. I'm not going to lie. That feels like a real, feels like 10 birthday parties at once.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a game. What a season to go out on, huh?
Matt, you're telling me. It looks like the Shrimps they got one more game left here.
That was exciting.
But, boy, this feels like the last one. Imagine if this was the last game. That would be something else. Well, if this is the Chocolate Sundae, next week's the cherry on top, folks. It's the last game of the season for the Pistol Shrimps.
It's just fucking amazing to watch them play basketball.
You're goddamn right it is, Matt.
Because I have such fondness for them, and then to see them victory like that, it's Captain Blasucci, and all of that work, all that emotion, all that sentiment is about to be undone by this, a hollow feast of platitudes from Captain Blasucci.
Absolutely, Matt. You know, we went out there, you know, we were short a couple players at the beginning of the game. We came out there really going as fast as we could, as hard as we could, and for a while there, we couldn't quite catch up, but, you know, at the end, it just proved hard work pays off.
No, it's more than that. You can't describe it that way. What about the feeling you're feeling?
You know, basketball is all about taking the ball down the court. It's about finding the rim. It's about finding the net. And it's about scoring the points that you're looking for. You know, at the end of the day, you know, they were as equal a team as we were. And it was just a real fair fight.
Whoa. Maria, we almost lost our recording equipment there. Maria, if I could just ask you, talk about the team emotion with a powerful last-second victory here.
You know, the game's ups and downs. You know, that's what you prepare for. And you know, the last couple seconds of that game was nothing short of miraculous. You know, as players on a team, we stay together, we stick together, and we let it all play out on the court. All right, thanks so much, guys.
She will run off for the photo.
I mean, it sort of is a miraculous victory. I'll give her that much.
That was incredible.
Next week, folks, 9 p.m., not Pan Pacific Park.
North Weddington.
Not Lake Street Gym. North Weddington.
Thank Christ.
That's the 11th of December. And it'll be the final episode in a gymnasium of Pistol Shrimps Radio. Okay, bye.
No. We need help with all this, and we got to give some of these goodies out to the shrimps.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Thanks for sending all this stuff. It really means a lot.
You
from
fans.
Cookies to weapons grade letter openers,
you guys are
souvenirs.
Amazing. You're amazing. You're touching.
It's touching. And it to come from all over the place. New Mexico, Alaska, Pennsylvania, and everywhere in between. We thank you so much. It really means a lot.
All the shrimps are leaving the gym, and we're going to be stuck with all this.
Don't worry. I'll put it all in a bag, and let's sort it out in the parking lot.
You know, we should take it out on the table. Like, just walk the table out there, because it's got to go back out there anyway. Oh, here they come.
Oh, here comes some pistol shrimps. Let's go.
Tell the shrimps to have
some
goods.
Tell some treats and paper towels, so you can wipe your hands. So, yeah.
That was an amazing game.
Wow, thank you so much, God. That was a thrill.
And to think you did that all without the water bottle you left at you guys' house.
There must be something in that tap water.
Or not in that tap water.
Because I was drinking the tap water at the rec league.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, there's something in the water right here at the gym.
Fluoride. I guess we'll just walk this whole table out with shit on it.
Sure, Matt, why not?
Sweet cashews.
So,
yeah, those are from Village Bakery. And you know that place you like? I think so. This is from Village Bakery.
Once again,
Greg's from Atwater.
You can follow the show on Instagram. It's Pistol Shrimps Radio on Instagram. You can follow the show on Twitter. It's at Shrimps Radio. Email the show, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. And you can send things to Mark McConville, 41284. That's a P.O. box. Los Angeles, California, 90041. And Downeaster Alexa. And also, did we get a letter that I didn't open?
Oh, wait, let me use the letter opener.
Matt, go ahead and use the, you want me to get a video of this?
Yeah.
Here, let's just hold on. Hang on, don't do anything yet. Don't do anything yet, Matt. Okay, ready, Matt? Hold on. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, boy. Thanks, Sean, for sending that letter opener. It's a sword. Who can read that? That's tiny little writing.
I don't know, but all I see is the line, I think I sold my zoids.
Most of us have at this point. All right, Matt, it's, 8 o'clock now? Let's get the hell out of here. What do you say?
All right, yeah.
Thanks for not sending not Zoids.
Thanks for listening. We love you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We won't go until we get figgy pudding. Deck you. And
simply having a wonderful Shrimpsmas time.
Be-white.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.